Musical journeys are often nonlinear. In Denise LaGrasse's case, it's more of an irregular loop. She's a jazz and blues singer who takes a stage in Uptown Normal at Saturday's Medici Craft Beer and Jazz Festival. WGLT correspondent Steve Fast speaks with the singer-songwriter about her new EP, recorded live at Bloomington's Castle Theater, and how her family history and the headlines have been inspiring her latest work.
Denise LaGrasse is a singer-songwriter, educator, and filmmaker. She's best known in the Central Illinois area and in Chicago for her jazz blues sound, performing with a combo featuring guitarist John Krieger.
I've had it with the blues. The color is painfully overused. The lightning is thundering louder and harder. Where is the road to beautiful?
But lately, with a new EP recorded live at Bloomington's Castle Theater and another studio project in the works, LaGrasse is headed in a less jazzy direction.
Returning to my roots. I started in blues and R&B style of performance. I used to perform with bandmates who lived on the south side of Chicago. Went down there a very young person, taking the train, the L train down to the south side, not thinking twice about it, going into like the deep 90s and enjoying performing with black musicians. And I found that my voice matched the intensity of that music. And that's where my writing started to go. Performed a lot of cover tunes, a lot of Aretha and even the early blues style music. A standard repertoire of music as well as my own original music.
It's so hard to know the truth when you come from the land of lies.
And then found my way to jazz because of my parents. My father was a great big band fan, loved Sinatra, saw Sinatra at the Chicago Theater when he was young, when Sinatra used to perform before films. Was amazing, right? Before he was very famous. And my mom was a jazz singer, loved Sarah Vaughan, sang like Sarah Vaughan. And my mom won a contest, actually, in Scotland. And she was able to go on had a scholarship to go to school, but she was not able to go because her parents, they didn't allow this to happen. So she basically was somebody who wanted to be a performer herself, had the talent to be probably a very successful singer, actress. She was Julie Andrews. I mean, my mom is like the quintessential Julie Andrews. She was in the convent, left the convent. She was inspired by her aunt, my great aunt, Aunt Rose, who was a Little Sisters of the Poor. But she influenced my loves for the different styles of music, you know, for the staple singers. So I was exposed to different styles but was particularly drawn to blues and started performing at Blues Chicago, which stands today in Chicago, in the style of like blues singers and Janis Joplin.
Did your mom encourage you to engage in what for very early for you was a passion of writing, creating your own poems, music?
We had a piano in our house, and so she was out down there. She would be down there playing by ear and singing all these songs. And she was a poet, a writer. Her father was a published playwright in Scotland, so she had that in her. But again, it was like the time for women. It wasn't the right time for her to really focus on that as a career choice. She wanted to be a mother. She wanted to have a family, and so it just didn't happen, right? But she had a voice and she had the talent that could, you know, if she had made that choice, she would have been very successful. There were just some fears around that. So
when you started off bringing your music to an audience, whether they knew what they were in for or not, did that give you any kind of confidence thinking about your mom? You know, didn't have an opportunity to pursue that.
Yeah, or she was, you know, her role was the traditional role, raise a family. Although I think today she would turn back and maybe make some different choices, maybe not. Yeah, I think about her, and I think about not only her, but all the people around me, the stories I've heard, watching the news. I mean, just everything that's going on, I can't help but feel a deep amount of sorrow and compassion and empathy for especially the mothers and the children at the border. And my mother, as an immigrant, hearing her today, you know, she's retired now, and she goes to the pool every day and uses her voice today to call out the wrongs that she's hearing from coming out of the people's mouths around the pool. She's putting her voice out there today. So I guess, again, hearing her voice in my head and remembering the memories of my mom and my Aunt Rose inspires me. But more importantly, just to see what you see every day, you know, going to Chicago or going around in your daily world. You see things going on. And I open my mouth and make the choice to say something, you know.
What's that leader, intimidating cheater, abducting, reconstructing on a free parking meter, conducting crime on a free parking meter? Prosperity is taking our election. Immigrants and refugees cry for our protection, pray for intervention.
You work with students, you teach jazz education.
Contemporary jazz education, yeah. I've moved the program into more contemporary direction where they're merging their voices, as I have been doing, just finding their voices. So jazz as a starting point, as a springboard from which to create their own music. Maybe it's hip-hop, maybe it's neo-soul, or maybe it's traditional swing, right? But really put your own voice out there in the way that I have now in my music. Like, I'm putting my own voice out there in this music, like Pieces of Peace, you know, talking about issues of race in Chicago. In April Dreams, you're hearing that driving sound of John Krieger performing in April Dreams.
For mighty love might come true for me in April.
Very different from how I recorded it, right? And Best Day, you know, really bringing my sound, Sunshine in the Toxic Ballroom, which talks about the women at the border, you know, really putting my voice out there because I own it. I feel good about that. And then that's it. That's your style. Make your style come to life on the stage. If you're true to yourself, I tell my students, if you're true to yourself as a performer and your lyrics and your sound of your music, and if I'm true to myself as a performer as I am now, right? Because as you said, you think of me as a jazz performer, but no, I'm really, this is my music. It really is. It is, you know, that's who I am.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Steve Fast, speaking with singer and songwriter Denise LaGrassa. So Denise, your new EP, Rockin' the Castle Theater, recorded in Bloomington, is a step in that direction. You're talking about expanding your musical influences, but you're also working on some other new material as well. In the studio right now. It features some songs that are on the live album from the castle. Mm-hmm. And
Sunshine in the Toxic Ballroom is one
title.
That's going to be on a new one, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's talk about that song. You say it was inspired by the situation at the border?
Yes, seeing the women and children.
Truth be told, but no one sees thousands of children in poverty crying for the mother's arms waiting at the border. Singing songs throughout the night, glimmering angels and holy lights, up away from rattling, voice of Gabriel, come sing.
Truth be told, but no one sees thousands of children in poverty crying for their mother's arms waiting at the border. It's just a heartbreak, you know, when you look and you see these stories. I mean, how can you not cry like Cortez and you hear the testimony from these women? How can you not care for these innocent children, you know? How can we turn a blind eye? America is a nation of immigrants. We've lost that, and we need to bring that back. And you know what? It is going to come back because women are going to get it done.
You talked about your family history and are able to trace it back fairly recently. So there's that empathy there between anybody that's trying to come from somewhere else to have a better life for themselves and their children.
Maybe we've never really, you know, in our country, I don't think we really ever have dealt with our whole issue of race. And we're seeing this with African-Americans and Hispanic immigrants. We've never really dealt with this issue. So maybe it has to happen in order for us to really have real change. So we have to maybe go through this, which we really have never dealt with, this issue of race in this country.
So a lot of these lyrics are overtly political and topical. Is that a big part of expressing that voice you were talking about earlier? The sort of thing you were teaching?
Putting our voices out there, that feels authentic to me, you know. Hopefully it'll resonate with others that, you know, maybe other women who are here in even Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, or in Chicago who are thinking about running, you know. It takes some strong women, like my mom would have made a great candidate, you know. In fact, people would say to her, why don't you run for mayor? Yeah. Why don't we move into these roles of politics, and even more so, you know, because we didn't, it's just a small number, right, in Congress now, but let's encourage the young women coming up so that it's more 50-50. This is my point of view. This is where I am from my conversation. Maybe my conversation and my music will inspire others, okay, to bring their story forward or to bring their musical style forward, whether it be, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's classical music, you know, and maybe women working more together, you know, because there's this whole kind of idea that, well, women are, you know, don't work together. We have to work together.
Have you had that experience where people have had that perception or tried to say that to you when you were trying to work on projects in the past, that women don't work together, they need some other influence?
I think we've all probably heard that, right? I mean, but the thing is, when we do get together, we work together and bring our voices together in whatever project it is, we get things done, you know? And I think even in this town, I think this town can use more diverse voices in music and more role models for the young women coming up who might want to bring their music forward. If you have a voice, you have a story, you have a song you want to tell, put your voice out today. It's needed more than ever.
Correspondent Steve Fast speaking with singer-songwriter Denise LaGrassa. LaGrassa performs and records in Central Illinois and Chicago. She also teaches jazz at Lincoln College. Her latest release is the live EP Rockin' the Castle Theater. She'll be performing in Uptown Normal on Saturday at the Medici Craft Beer and Jazz Festival. LaGrassa and her band play from 6 to 9 p.m.